calls it appalling. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Former President Trump blasting the announcement by Attorney General Merrick Garland that a special counsel has been appointed to oversee two federal probes into his actions.
This horrendous abuse of power is the latest in a long series of witch hunts.
The announcement came from the Attorney General earlier today.
Justice Department Prosecutor Jack Smith named special counsel to investigate the retention of national defense information at Mar-a-Lago and any attempts to overturn the 2020 election on January 6th.
Throughout his career, Jack Smith has built a reputation as an impartial and determined prosecutor who leads teams with energy and focus to follow the facts wherever they lead.
Attorney General Merrick Garland calling it the right thing to do, noting former President Trump's 2024 run.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A coroner says four University of Idaho students who were found dead in their rental home last week and were stabbed to death in their beds and likely were asleep. The victims were stabbed in the chest and upper body. Two other students who were in the house were unharmed, the suspect still at large. The flu season is here in full force, and it's straining already overburdened hospitals.
A new report says 27 states have high or very high levels of the flu, unusually high for this early in the season. Most of those states are in the South and Southwest, but other regions of the country also seeing more cases. It's all happening as children's hospitals are dealing with a surge of RSV. That's a respiratory illness causing cold-like symptoms that can be serious for infants and the elderly. This is also while COVID is still contributing to more than 3,000 hospital admissions per day, according to the CDC. They also note flu vaccinations are down from other years, especially among adults.
Fox's John Saucier. The White House says Vice President Harris met briefly with China's President Xi Jinping at the APEC summit in Thailand. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries asked his colleagues to consider him for a leadership position after Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she will not seek another leadership post.
The new boss won't be the same as the old boss. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries is expected to succeed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the top Democrat in Congress. Yesterday, Jeffries was coy about his plans, but today, Jeffries officially jumped into the race. Now, Nancy Pelosi just gave the green light to Jeffries, Catherine Clark for whip, and Pete Aguilar as caucus chair.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Drug trafficking charges have been filed against three men who authorities say were involved in a shootout with Customs and Border Protection agents off the coast of Puerto Rico. It killed one agent and wounded two others. The FBI, which is leading the investigation, says the agents were on routine patrol when the accused smugglers fired upon them. Even with more federal money pumped in through COVID-19 relief, some school districts are short on staff to help students' mental health needs.
Looking at 18 of the country's largest districts, 12 started this school year with fewer counselors or psychologists than they had before the pandemic in 2019. That's according to an analysis by the nonprofit education news agency Chalkbeat. Some school administrators can't find psychologists to take open jobs. Some that did not add staff say they're concerned about the cost once the COVID relief money runs out. There's a time limit on spending that. The survey did find a 50% increase in school social workers. They have different training than other mental health professionals and are responsible for helping families, not just individual kids. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing is free on bond after being arrested on charges of speeding and driving under the influence. Downing was released from the Williamson County Jail on a $2,500 bond after being booked in about 2 hours earlier. The arrest came just hours after the Titans beat the Packers 27-17 in Green Bay. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.